Everyone, welcome back to another episode of Catch Some Z's. So this is actually a bonus episode. I was a bit of a liar when the latest episode, season 3, episode 5, debuted, and I said that the season finale was coming. The plot twist is that season 3, episode 5 was the finale. And this is a bonus episode partly because I was unable to get the season finale done in time, but partly because so much has changed in the time that I was supposed to film anyway or record. So we had to rebrand, restructure, refocus, and that's okay because this is my podcast and I can do what I want. So this episode is not going to be a traditional episode. I am going to share with you some life updates, you know, what I've been up to and what I'm about to get into moving forward. This also serves kind of as the the interim episode, I don't know, but ahead of a hiatus. As you all know, those of you who've been following the podcast for a while, I usually do go on break around this time just to kind of focus on work or school or whatever I've got going on, and also prep for the next season. So we'll get into all of that in a little bit. So this is going to be the intro, and then I'm going to hop back into the show and life updates. So season 3, episode 5, you all got to meet my special guest and dear friend Clark, and we spoke about our identity and just life in general. And after that, it was time for the holiday season to kick off. And I was so fortunate. I was able to spend some time with my mom and host her in my apartment. And what was supposed to be her just kind of staying for the new year through the weekend ended up being a 3-week stay. We just really ended up enjoying ourselves. And she was excited and happy to be in my space for a change. And she kept referring to my home as kind of like a mini retreat for her, because she was just kind of able to relax and, you know, just kind of be easy. And she commented on my decor, which I'm very eager to share with you all soon, and just felt that everything was very relaxing and not a lot of clutter, and that made me feel good. So Mom and I were hanging out, but because she was here, I didn't really have the space to carve out time to record an episode, so I didn't, and I was just gonna wait until she left, and then we kept prolonging her stay. And so, you know, like I said, 1 week turned to 2 weeks turned to 3. So it's okay, I'm grateful, and that's the main reason that, you know, the episode didn't come when I said it would, but I'm okay with it, and hopefully you're okay with it. And if you're not, well, you're just gonna have to deal with it. So that's where I'm at there. And then I also got back to work virtually. And funny enough, the day I'm recording this is supposed to be the first day back in person, but there's a snow day. Well, you know, a fake snow day, so we're not in person, we're just working remotely. And so I'm technically like on my lunch break right now, and I don't want to sound rushed or anything, but I was so eager to get this episode together, and I was supposed to do it this weekend, and just things kept coming up. So this is me, one, I needed to take a break from work anyway, but two, because I really want to get this episode out. And I'm grateful, everyone, I'm grateful for my job and to be employed, but you know, I don't have to tell you about how I've been feeling. And this week, today actually, I'm at quite a pivotal crossroads, and I'm not going to get into too much of the detail, but I'm at an occupational crossroads right now, and I need to first have some prayer and then make some strategic moves in order to determine what the next few weeks, few months are going to look like. So I don't really know when you're going to get this, hopefully this week, but you're probably not going to get this episode before the moves are made, but just send some positive vibes my way because I need it. Thank you in advance. And that's also what's been taking up a lot of my time, me trying to manage my emotions and just mental stability as it relates to the job. And so I've shared with you before, like last summer when all the race protests were happening and while we were dealing with the pandemic, it was very hard for me to create. When I was furloughed last year, the plan was to focus on the website and just get everything together. And every time I sat down to work on Catch Some Z's related material, I couldn't get anything done. And I was so frustrated with myself because I was like, what is the problem? Like, what's the blockage? And I realized I was actually very stressed out by the events of the world, and how they were affecting me personally and then how they just were affecting life as we know it. So it's a similar situation now. I was telling my mom or some of my friends that, going into work, it ends up now requiring so much of me that when I come home, like I have to work on building myself back up. It's like I go to work and like my soul is drained. And so when I come home, I have to do the things that like make my heart happy in order to kind of build myself back up. Otherwise, I will spiral. And that's not, I guess, a unique phenomenon, which is a problem in and of itself, but as difficult and as unpleasant as other work experiences have been, I've never felt like my soul was being drained. The last time I felt this way about anything that I was involved with was my first year of high school. I was in like this social organization out of my church, and each time we met like once a week, and I felt like I could have been doing anything better with my time. I like felt physically sick whenever we had to get ready and go to a meeting or an event or something like that. And after a while, I was like, Mom, like I just feel like I could be doing just something so like more productive with my time. And when I expressed how I was feeling to her, she was like, oh, no, we're gonna get you out of that. And I wasn't the type to like join something and then quit after 2 weeks. No, like if I was ever involved in something, it's because I wanted to be there. And even when things got rough, I recognized that you have to kind of stick out the rough patches. But that was like the first example of me being like, no, like this is not actually good for like my spirit. And it's so unfortunate, but now that's where my job is. So the difference is it's my income. So I can't just kind of up and leave. I mean, I could, right? But that'd be a little bit reckless. But it's been a reckless couple months, right? I don't know. No, but like I said, I'm at a crossroads right now and I've got some decisions to make sooner rather than later. So I'm praying that I just have the strength and the wisdom to move in the right direction. So there's that, my friends. But the good news and the good parts of the update are I am, well, the indifferent news is this is going to be the final episode for a while. I am going on hiatus to work on, one, myself and my mental health, but two, to kind of build the brand a little bit more in depth. I have a lot of visions for Catch Some Z's. There's a lot of things I want to do, and I've been slowly but surely kind of working on laying those foundational pieces to get it where it needs to be or where I want it to be. And there's also other avenues that I want to explore in tandem with Catch Some Z's. So I have some work to do, just frankly. But you will know that I have been successful when I return if, well, you'll just know. Okay, there's just new formats that we want to explore and just new areas of opportunity that I want to take advantage of. And so when we do make our return, at least, podcasting, right? The Instagram and Twitter and everything is still going to be live. But when episodes come back, the goal is to have a little bit of a newish development incorporated into what we're working on, what we've got working now. So when I return, whenever I do return, you should should be pretty obvious. And that's all I'll say currently. And we'll see how all of that goes. But that's going to take some time, especially if I'm, you know, working on soul management with my spirit. But I am slowly but surely improving. I remember, I'm pretty sure I shared with you all that, you know, like one day in November, I was 2.5 seconds away from quitting my job. And now, you know, it's better, marginally, but it is better. So, like I said, new things are coming, new things are developing. You know, I want Ketchum Z's to grow. And this is still something that I very much care about. And I want that care to be evident in what I put out. So, during the hiatus, you know, Instagram will still be live. You'll notice that I've transitioned the theme a little bit just because it's kind of reflective of where I'm at now and the things that are bringing me joy. And that's going to continue to, you know, grow and evolve. And the online presence on the different platforms is going to continue to grow and evolve. So just keep an eye out. You know, right now we've got a Twitter, we've got a Pinterest, we've got a website, catchsomezs.com. So just kind of stay tuned, okay? And then finally, I just want to give shout outs to everyone who I've had a personal conversation with, or collaborative conversation with over these last few weeks and months. So many of my friends, I'm blessed that I just have such a strong support group. And you see posts on the internet, you know, about, oh, like, how many of you can say you've had friends for like the last 5 years? Or, you know, oh, sometimes you outgrow people, da da da. And it's like, yes, that is 100% true. But I personally have such a solid relationship with all of like my core friend groups. I've got my girls who I've been friends with since elementary and middle school to this day, you know, and we don't see each other a lot, but when we do link, it's perfect, and we admire one another's growth. You know, we're not seeing each other as the individuals we were when we last physically saw each other, you know, like we just continue to challenge ourselves in beautiful ways. And I've got my girls from college, and we're out here making things happen, being big and bad. And I've got friends like Clark, who you heard on the last episode. I've got an incredible family on every front, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm incredibly grateful. And they make all of these life challenges that much more, I guess, digestible. And I'm just incredibly grateful for it. So I thank God for these people every day, and I'm just so excited to have them in my life. So my friends, that's really it. I don't have much else to say. If there are any new updates, you can very likely find them on the Catch Some Z's Instagram or Twitter. It's Black History Month right now, so happy Black History Month to all the blacks. So just stay tuned on all of the platforms. You all yourselves have been an incredible audience this entire time. And, you know, I didn't set out to like, become popular, right? I set out to do this podcast. I started this podcast because one, I don't like to journal all the time. My hand hurts. If I'm going to journal, I want to write. I want to handwrite. I don't want to do it on a computer. But then I get a cramp and I have so many thoughts. And I said, let me just podcast it and have kind of talks with myself. And hopefully the people that do listen can pick up something from it too and get inspired to keep it pushing. And when I hear your feedback, when you tell me about your experience, it absolutely blesses my heart. And so that's what this is all about. And to remain true to the concept, I do have to take some time to, again, regroup, reprogram. But, you know, when we come back, it's going to be all good. It's going to be great even. So I just ask for your patience. And again, I thank you for your support since 2018. We're now in 2021. And I am forecasting very big things for us together this year. I'm forecasting big things for you. I'm forecasting big things for me. So let's keep in touch, okay? And I will see you next time. Thank you so much, and enjoy your day.